This episode of Voices of the Elephant is brought to you by GitHub. Looking for an interesting open source project to contribute to or use? Go to github.com/explore to discover all kinds of fascinating and useful projects, and github.com/trending to see what's most popular in the open source community.
Welcome to the Voices of the Elephant podcast. Each episode of Voices of the Elephant brings you an interview with a member of the PHP community. From project leaders to user group organizers, we talk to the people that are helping make the PHP community special. Hi, and welcome to another episode of Voices of the Elephant. We're here at Sunshine PHP 2015, and my special guest today is Mr. Anthony Ferrara.
Hello, everybody.
Now, you have IRC Maxell. Is that Maxell is in the tape?
Yes, actually. There's a long story behind that, which I won't get into now, but it is derived from the tape.
Okay, yes. Just as long as we know who we're talking to. You do a lot with security. And Wim Godden did a great security tutorial yesterday, and one of the things that he said, and I tweeted, and just got huge traction, was please, whatever you do, don't write your own password hashing algorithm. And I know you have something to say about that, so I'm going to just let you talk.
Well, so there's a famous cryptographer, Bruce Schneier, who he does fantastic things. You really should look him up. Like, his writings are phenomenal. But he was attributed a law on Wikipedia, and there's a quote. And it's anybody from the most senior expert to the most junior amateur can create cryptographic code that they themselves can't see how to break. And I think the logical extension of that is such a powerful concept that with security code, with any kind of sensitive code like that, the biggest answer is not to do it. Leave that stuff for experts, and even let the experts leave it to other experts, where we can come together as a group and build stuff that we can then reuse with each other. It's not a case where you don't want to write the code. It's a case where you want to reuse the code as much as possible, especially open source code.
Now, PHP now has hashing algorithms or password hashing algorithms built in. Are you satisfied? Because you're one of the security experts I look to in the community.
Thank you.
Are you satisfied with the work in that?
Well, I authored them. They were my brainchild, along with one or two other people, and then I kind of ran with the idea. There's a couple things I would change if I were to do it again, but for them as they exist now, I think they're phenomenal.
Okay.
The one thing I would change is I would remove the ability to specify assault. Because I think there's no real valid use case there where you'd want to do it yourself. That's better than what the core would do.
Okay.
But if you don't specify this all, it's probably not perfect, but a lot better than what anything else is going to be out there that you're going to do.
Okay. And, yeah, we all you got a lot of traction on Twitter. And, of course, everybody, the old, well, Rot 13 was good enough for granddad. And, you know, if Rot 13 is good, Rot 26 is even better.
Absolutely,
so,
yep.
You know.
Well, and the nice thing about the API, and I think one of the, if I don't want to toot my own horn too much,
one of the geniuses
behind the API is it's designed to be forward compatible.
Okay.
It was designed with the assumption from the beginning that this is not perfect. Holes will be found, and we will need to fix them later. So let's build an API that can grow over time and that can change over time. And that's why I think it makes a secure model. Not that it's perfect today, but that it's designed so that in the future, it'll be able to meet needs 5, 10, 15 years down the road.
Now, let me ask you this. Are you at all worried about what I like to call the Windows scenario or the WordPress scenario, where you have such a large attack surface that that everybody's going to be hammering at trying to find some vulnerability, because if you just find one, everything falls apart?
I have lost sleep over that.
Okay.
So steps were taken. So beforehand, I had many people review both the code and the concept. I went to prominent cryptographers and asked them to look at it, prominent security experts, tried to get as much feedback as possible in the beginning. And then I have to realize that cryptocurrencies, so currencies like Bitcoin and Litecoin and et cetera, are a real thing that cryptographers and people are putting real money into the research behind it.
Mm-hmm.
and we're using the same technologies.
Okay.
So the money, the people aren't really going to be looking to attack PHP's implementation. That's going to be a shoot-off of them looking to attack these cryptocurrencies.
Okay.
So the fact that there's a lot of research, and there's been a lot of research for 5+ years specifically trying to break this, and it hasn't been broken yet, I think is probably a pretty good sign that we're doing okay.
And what's the algorithm?
So right now, Password Hash uses Bcrypt.
That's what I thought.
Yeah. But it's upgradable in the future, and we're talking about implementing one or two others, Scrypt or potentially one of the PHC winners, Password Hashing Competition winners, that are going to be announced, I believe, later this year or maybe early next year.
Very cool. Well, let's talk a little bit about what you do for a living, mainly because I'm sitting here staring at your shirt, and it has the Google Maps pin, and it just simply says, I am here, underneath it. And it cracked me up this morning when I saw that.
I love the shirt.
You're a developer advocate for Google. Now, Google is monolithic. That's like you're saying you're for the United States. What part of Google do you work with specifically?
So my team is actually kind of unique within Google because we represent most of Google's products and services to partners. So rather than working on how we used to be structured in the past, a single product, so rather than working on Google Plus or Google Maps, now I represent all of the products and services, developer offerings, to specific verticals. I personally work with education, enterprise, and productivity partners, but I tend to focus on education partners more.
Excellent. Well, that's got to be fun because, number one, I've never heard anything bad about working for Google. And I know four or five people that both work there now and have worked there in the past, you know. So is Google really as good of a company as everybody says it is?
It's better than you can imagine.
Wow.
It's an incredible company. Absolutely incredible company.
And you just passed your one-year anniversary.
Tuesday. Tuesday is my one-year anniversary, so a couple days.
Given that most developers last 12 to 15 or 16 months, I'm doing
pretty good.
Yeah, you're doing good now. So, well, congratulations.
Yep. Thank you very much.
What's your next PHP type event?
This is the last one that I have planned. I'll probably wind up going to Northeast PHP in Boston in August. PHP Northwest in Manchester is always a fun one. I love going to that one.
I've never made it to that one.
Make it.
I've got to make it.
It's incredible.
I've actually been accepted to it and then had to back out for financial reasons. Yeah. But I hate that.
Yep.
There's a lot of good people over there, and I've heard nothing but great things about that conference.
Yeah, I definitely there will be other conferences. There will be other events. I just don't have the plans. But I love this community too much.
I just wish they would quit using the compass headings because we've got Northwest, we've got Northeast, we've got South Coast. Jeremy Lindblom is now organizing one in Portland that I think is a Northwest also.
Oh, yeah, and then you have CPHP, but different.
Let's be a little more specific here. Yep. We don't have to go down to Latin long, but I just kind of need to know where we're going. So,
come up with some kind of a local take to brand it a little bit.
That would be nice. Yeah. It would keep me from making a fool of myself on podcasts a lot of times. But anyhow, I want to thank you for taking the time to be with us on Voices of the Elephant. I'll ask you the same question I ask everybody. What's your local user group and the URL?
New York PHP and nyphp.org.
Excellent. Well, Anthony, I say this to a lot of people, and I mean it to everybody, but you are such a presence in the community that I really want to say thank you for everything that you're doing to make the PHP community and for making PHP just so awesome. Thank you.
And thank you. The amount of stuff that you do with the community, you're really a presence here. You do phenomenal things. Thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Thanks for listening to Voices of the Elephant. Voices of the Elephant is copyright EICC Incorporated and released under a Creative Commons Attribution, No Derivatives, Share and Share Alike license. To nominate someone to be a guest on Voices of the Elephant, visit our website and click on the nominate link. The URL is voicesoftheelephant.com. Elephant is, of course, spelled ELEPHPANT.